Oh, shut the fuck up. Technical difficulties again.
Yeah. Well, my laptop doesn't die.
I will slap this shit out of you. I swear to God.
Sorry, we don't need Mike anyway. We're in the video. So, we are live without Mike.
Yeah, right? He's all right, well.
How do I get rid of this shit?
I asked you if it was going to be up there, and you said no.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't supposed to be up there. Anti-stage. How the fuck do I get rid of this? This is fucking stupid. Well, okay.
Well, last week we had it too, so maybe we should just do this every week.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, whatever. This is dumb.
I mean, does anybody really need to see Colonel Titties in here?
I will slap this shit.
He's wearing a shock collar this week. Oh, fuck.
Oh, and we're live.
Yeah.
All right, so what do we have going on today, guys?
All right, so first off, we're going to talk about sports. I know there was some stuff that we had talked about on the last episode that we want to talk about this episode, plus some new stories that are developing.
And some aliens.
Which I still don't understand how, but
okay. And then we're going to talk
we'll learn today.
Drinking stories.
I don't drink.
We're going to play a game here. Every time Colonel Titties here asks one of us to blow him or suck his dick, chug a beer. And maybe you'll have some drinking stories to tell tonight.
Oh, God. Jesus
Christ. Every time he says Jesus Christ, you can chug a beer, too.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
All right, start it off, sports people.
All right, so one, I called this last week, told you Oregon was going to beat Penn State.
Defense didn't show up. Offense played with them.
I mean, the offense had 544 yards or something around that.
And they were like, still only a couple mistakes away from winning the game.
Yeah, like that was insane.
Just it's hard to win a game when you can't stop the other team.
Yeah.
But I do like their playoff positioning. The sixth seed getting SMU at home, win, get Boise State. I think that's a fairly easy path.
I don't know. I'm kind of interested to see if they go against Boise State, how it would go with that run, especially with Jeffrey.
Their run defense typically is pretty good, so we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, you got to remember, though, like, I really don't think that he's much of a – like, he's versatile, kind of like Saquon, for instance. Like, not only can he run, but he could also be a pass receiver as well.
Yeah. He's definitely – he's not as shifty as Saquon, I don't think.
No.
He's more of a power back downhill. But, yeah, he can catch the ball.
Yeah. And then
you know that I don't watch college sports.
Oh yeah, but you watch the Eagles though.
Yeah, I did.
What you think of this?
Talk about the Eagles. They didn't look that good, but they still won. So I mean, I don't think they're going to the Super Bowl or at least winning the Super Bowl. But I mean, I'll still bandwagon my ass off until.
I think they could go to the Super Bowl, but I don't see them.
I'm hyped for them playing the Steelers because I'm gonna go to my boy's house, who his whole family is all Steelers fans. So I'm just going to go there and just talk mad shit, act like I know what the fuck is going on.
I mean, you figure, too, the fact that there's that whole potential drama now coming out in the locker room with A.J. Brown saying passing and then Brandon Graham not helping the situation at all and going on 94.1 WIP.
Saying what?
He pretty much, like, talked about it and everything like that. It was like, oh, well, I don't know this, but could be this, this, and this. And then he had to come out and say, oh, wait a minute, now I'm retracting everything. And then A.J. Brown came out today and was like, it's the passing game, like, altogether. Like, I'm not upset that with what I'm getting, but I believe that if we want to win, we all should have more.
Does that have something to do with the video that, or I didn't see the video, I just saw like the link to it about Jalen Hurts getting all like emotional during an interview or something like that? It was probably bullshit. I saw on Facebook they were saying that like he was like up on the podium during an interview and like he was like crying or something like that.
I honestly don't know what you're talking about.
I couldn't
about.
Find the video, so it was probably just bullshit.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
But people were commenting on it like it was fucking real. So I was like, what? I was like, it doesn't sound like that would really
I mean, if you think about it, though, that seems like all the troll pages with all like everything that's going on with the Phillies right now. Like, oh, Phillies traded Alec Baum, Ranger Suarez for this star player. And it's just like, no, they didn't. The fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't know. But I didn't even know that there was shit going on with the drama going on with the Eagles.
I saw the Phillies are interested in Tucker from the Astros.
Hey, good.
Good outfielder.
Depends on what they do and everything. I mean, I don't think that they would actually trade Ranger Suarez.
I would trade him. I would absolutely trade him right now.
Why do you say that?
Because I think you've already gotten the best Ranger Suarez you're going to get.
Ranger Danger?
He's not a hard thrower, so I think it's to the point now where teams have figured him out.
You could technically say the same thing, though, with Aaron Nola.
Yeah, but Aaron throws in the upper 90s, though. I mean, you can get by with that. I think the beginning of last season, you got the best Ranger Suarez that you're going to get. I think his trade value is higher now than he's ever going to be. Mm-hmm. Now would be the time to trade him, I believe.
Okay. What do you think with Alec Boehm?
So I saw the Phillies tried to trade Boehm to the Mariners for either George Kirby or I forget the other guy. Either one. I think that would have made sense for both teams. The Mariners definitely need a third baseman bat, and they have some pitchers. So I think that would have worked out for both teams. Apparently the Mariners weren't interested.
Yeah, which I can see.
Yeah, so we're getting rid of Boehm. I thought that would be
possible. It's a possibility, yeah.
Thought we liked Boehm.
Well, they tried doing a package for the one pitcher for it was Boehm and Justin Crawford, I think it was.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And then that just didn't work out. And then freaking Juan Soto. So he's staying in New York. But he went to the Mets for, what was it, $765 million over 15 years?
Way too much.
Pocket change.
Well, now he's the highest player in MLB history.
Yeah,
really?
More than Ohtani.
Yeah, he just obliterated Ohtani's contract.
Holy fuck.
And he's got a personal suite.
I would literally
suite.
Die if I had that much money.
And he's got a personal suite for his wife and kids.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
Apparently, that was the difference between the Yankees and the Mets. The Yankees wouldn't give him the suite.
Yeah, because Judge and I forget who else it was, but they had to pay for the suite for their family.
I would literally go off the fucking rails if I had that much money. I would go fucking nuts. Like, I should never have that much money.
Bro, I swear to God, your house would literally be built purely off of empty PBR cans.
PBR cans, a pool table. Maybe a hot tub. What else do I have? That's probably it. And just maybe some friends and shit. Yeah, but no, I probably have some. I get with like an interior designer and like have like a fantasy factory type shit, like a foam pit and like a fucking a sick fucking fire pit. Fucking, oh, I don't know. I would do a lot of shit. A basketball court. Maybe a skate park. I don't skate, but it'd be cool to have there. Maybe like a little fucking like
sense.
Like a small little like chip and putt course. I don't play golf either, but that would be cool. Yeah, there's a bunch of shit. Yeah, a hockey rink. Absolutely a hockey rink.
See, that's where like, so I would get like a normal like 3 or 4 bed house, right? Like 2 or 3 bedroom, nothing big or anything like that. Like probably like 2,500 square feet and everything. But where I would go nuts is that I would have a 10-car garage. Fill that the fuck up with a 65 Ford Mustang, 68 Dodge Charger. Fuck Honda. Dude, they are a giant away. Pain in the ass to work on. I swear to God.
Colonel T.D. Wagon?
No. Then I would, like, I'd have a bunch of old classic cars, Chevelle, El Camino, Charger, Mustang, probably buy a CUDA, 1970 GTX. some modern day cars. Like I'd probably do a Hellcat, do some custom stuff with like a F-150
Trackhawk.
Possibly, yeah, with the Jeep Grand Cherokee, yeah, that's possible.
And you'd have to redo your Durango, like in like a fucking crazy fashion.
What Durango?
No, I'm saying like you'd have to like get a new one and like go like big on it.
He really just threw a lowball at me.
How's that a lowball? Like you would get, like I would say like get another Durango and like fucking do crazy shit.
I think you definitely have
to
put flame decals on it.
No.
you see the torture that I got to go through with these two assholes. And then
like the nicest person ever.
And then I probably would go like full Dwayne Johnson. I would literally just have like a separate garage off to the side with filled with nothing but weight equipment. And then I probably would have my own personal chef just because I'm too lazy and wouldn't want to cook.
I would love to have a personal chef.
It actually sounds really good right now. I ain't gonna lie.
Go grab another slice of pizza.
No.
All right. Should I fucking go off now about my alien shit?
Yeah, dude, what kind of alien shit are you talking about?
All right. Let me just start here. So, I want to show a picture right now. The one that I showed you last week.
You going to show it to everybody else now?
Yes, I am.
It's just going to take a little bit of time because he got a DM from someone and he wants to look at that first.
Not sure. That's my back. This was in 2019. You can see like the... You can see those marks on my back. So I was like dating some chick at this time and I woke up the one day and she was asking me about like, she was like, what happened to your back? And I was like, what do you mean? I was like, I don't know. And she thought that I got hit with a studded belt by from some other bitch or something. So like, it was like a quick little fight. But then I was like, no, I was like, seriously, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, let me see what's on my back. So she took a picture and I'm like, what the fuck? I looked it up. And the only thing I was finding with like similar other shit with this was all leading back to like alien visitations and like Martians and shit. And like, so I didn't believe it. So I just like went on with my life. I was like, because it went away and like, I don't know how long it was there, but it went away shortly after she like took this picture, like maybe a couple days later it was gone. So then I had something else happen to my leg. I can't find this picture. I don't know where it is. It's probably on an old phone. I had like this little hole in my leg, like down by my ankle, and it was like a perfect circle like hole in my leg. So I looked at and it hurt, like it kind of fucking hurt. So it wasn't like an ingrown hair or nothing, it was just like a straight like hole. I looked that up as well. That was called, so oh yeah, by the way, this is called the red grid phenomenon. You can look that shit up on Google. A lot of the stuff that was there when I first looked it up is not there anymore. It's been taken down. I'm not sure why, but you can look up the red grid phenomenon. I'll show you one more fucking time. Those marks on my back. And then other people have different formations on their back. Yeah, you can look it up. So they have like, some of them have them in circles. Some of them have them like less than me or more than me. And so look that shit up if you don't believe me. And then the hole in my leg, I looked up and I found a picture that looked just like the hole in my leg. And they were calling this shit a scoop mark. Also leading back to alien shit, like alien like biopsies and shit, like they would like fucking like take a scoop out of like your fucking DNA and shit. And like then I started to look more into this shit because I'm like, that's two things that happened to me that there's nothing else online telling me any other, like there's no other cause, like the red grid phenomenon, dude, like there's nothing on that shit that doesn't lead back to some type of like alien visitations and all that shit. So I looked up the hole in my leg, they're calling that a scoop mark. And I'm like, bro, am I getting, like, fucking visited and shit? I don't fucking know. But I'm just saying that shit was happening to me. And that was, like, a one-year difference when I found the thing on my leg from wearing the...
Was it itchy?
No, it wasn't itchy. No. It was just, like, the picture that I found that looked just like mine on Google is not there anymore. I can't find it anymore because I tried to look it up earlier today and I have not found it. But no, are you talking about the one on my back?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I didn't even know it was there. I didn't even feel anything. It wasn't risen or nothing. It was just like across my back, like the way I showed you. So then one night I'm sitting in my car. I used to like get home from like doing whatever I was doing and like sit in my car for like 45 minutes just in the driveway, just on my phone, just fucking like, I don't know. I would just sit in my car and just like chill out, like listen to music, do whatever. And I'm sitting there the one night, and I'm seeing this little, like, light. Like, it's like a circular light, like a ball, floating through my front yard. And I was seeing it through the window of my dad's car. So I thought it was in his car at first. Like, maybe, like, I don't know what it was. I was like, and I'm looking there. And I'm looking at it. And then it goes further. And now it's not in my dad's car. It's actually, like, behind it. Like, it wasn't in my dad's car. Because now I see it real time. Like, not through a window. And I'm looking at this shit. And it's just going, like, through my yard. Like, slow. And then all of a sudden, it just goes and just takes off into the fucking sky. And it was like a bolt, like a, looked like a, almost like a floating light bulb in a way. And it just took off up into the fucking sky. So I never looked that up because I was already on my alien shit by then. I was like, aliens this, aliens that. So I just chalked that shit up as aliens. And there's been some other shit, but people are just going to say that I'm just fucking bullshitting. So I'm not even going to
keep going.
I can see your face. You think I'm bullshitting. So there was another instance where I always had this reoccurring dream that it was like, I don't know if I can call it a dream, because I would be floating down this white tube. And I knew that, like, when this was happening in, like, whatever part of my dream, that I was about to wake up. So, like, whenever, like, I was going down this white tube, I'm like, oh, I'm about to wake up from this dream. It's like, you know, like, sometimes you're having a dream, like, you know you're dreaming.
Yeah.
So I knew when I saw this, like, white tube that I'm going down, that I'm about to wake up. And so I've looked further into, like, the alien shit. Apparently, there's been stories of people being, like, abducted or, like, visited, like, in the middle of the night. And then when I was living there at my parents' house, that was in, like, a woodsy area, which is where they're known to, like, kind of, like, fancy is, like, the wooden areas. So I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, is this, like, white tube that I'm going down? Like, are they sending me back into my fucking room or something? Like, I'm, like, thinking that I'm getting visited. Like, straight up, like, I don't know if they're taking me somewhere, if I'm just, like, with them for a little bit. Because there was a couple other times where I saw some fucky-ass lights outside my window, like, late at night. Like, green lights coming from, and they weren't car lights, because car lights, I would see them go across the window. Like, I knew what a car light looked like going through that room. And it was not that. It was just chilling there. And I would look outside, and I wouldn't see shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, I can't tell you how many times I hear my sister and my brother-in-law, who I live with, like, talk about nothing but aliens. Like, my, I swear
I
to God,
definitely
my sister,
think they're real. I'm not saying, like, whatever I just said. I mean, I believe in the shit that I'm saying, and I think that I potentially have been, like, made contact with or visited. I'm not saying it's a fact. That's just what I believe. But if you go online and, like, listen to some of these people's stories, bro, like, They're definitely out there. Like, there's no way they're not fucking out there. Outer space is fucking huge. You trying to tell me that some not out there? Like,
well, I was gonna say, like, I know there's so many different, like, dimensions and everything like that, and so many other galaxies out there. Like I can see there being other forms, like other life forms and everything.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. I find the whole alien thing to be like.
Do you ever hear the Tic Tac story in the sky?
Yes.
That the Air Force seen?
Fravor.
Do you want to tell him about that?
I don't have anything in front of me about it, but yeah, there was an Air Force pilot. His last name's Fravor. Saw the Tic Tac UFO in the sky.
Basically, this thing, like, they were tracking it on the radar, and the way it was moving, like, it didn't have, like, a plane. You can look at a plane and be like, that's the front of the plane, that's the fucking back of the plane. This didn't have, like, a shape to it like that. It was just fucking, like, just doing whatever the fuck I wanted to do. And it dropped from as high as, I don't know how high that pilot was up in the sky, but it dropped.
Yeah, it did something that normal aircraft cannot do. Yeah.
Like, it dropped from where, how high they were up in the sky, all the way down to, like, multiple feet down in the ocean, and then right back up to where he was in a matter of seconds. Like, insane fucking, like, speed.
I mean, you know, the government actually has an agency that just...
Yeah, I mean, everyone knows what it is. Everyone calls it Area 51.
No, not Area 51, but they have an agency that just investigate UFOs.
What?
They have an agency that just investigates UFOs.
You're so...
They've already released...
The alien shit, bro.
They've released documents and shit, like, all the, yeah, like, it's out there. You can look it up.
He's like trying to explain it what a TikTok is to like a baby boomer or something.
So
you gotta get into this shit, dude.
So I definitely think with all the planets out there, like it's almost impossible that we're not alone.
Yeah, like what?
But there's also another theory that goes around that aliens and these UFOs are actually people that have figured out how to travel interdimensionally. They're actually from different dimensions that figured out how to travel interdimensionally.
Okay, no, like,
that's a crazy theory. I'm
so like, I'm just going to say this, and like, it's a full movie reference, Back to the Future, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible that possibly, like, people in the future are traveling back from the future into the past and seeing, like, okay, what it was like?
It's entirely possible that aliens are what we become in 3,000 years, 4,000 years, and they figured out how to come back. Entirely possible.
I mean, that's a. I'll have to look into that one.
I mean, he's
talking about future, but
I mean,
interdimensional travel. I mean, we know there's other dimensions. If people can figure out how to travel
between
them.
I'm not
going to
say I don't
believe
it. So I fucking believe in that damn near anything at this point. But I don't know. I think it's an interesting. I feel like some people like. Like me, myself, I'm like, there's 100% aliens out there. Like, there's no fucking way there's not. And then you don't really know much about it, but you should look into it because you probably don't think there's aliens out there at all.
Do I believe there's other life forms? Yes. Like, I fully believe that just because, in my opinion, you're an idiot to think if we're the only, like, species in the entire galaxy. Right?
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, I kind of see it as, like, possibly, like, people from the future coming back. Because, like, okay, here's a great example. Have you guys ever seen the movie with Bruce Willis? And he plays the older version of I'm drawing a blank on this actor's name. But he was in The Dark Knight Rises. He was in the movie with the guy that walks the rope or whatever. He was in... what's his fucking name?
Oh, why don't you just use that fucking gadget in front of you and look it up?
Yeah, I wasn't trying.
45
it's
seconds.
2022.
I think it was Joseph. I think it was Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. So like, he's in that movie where they kill people from the future. Like, they get sent in. I'm gonna look up what it's called right now. Joseph Gordon.
Sounds like something I've seen.
You just reminded me of a different movie.
No, I almost thought of The Edge of Tomorrow.
I think I've seen it.
No, this one is called Looper.
Oh, Looper, yeah.
Okay.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah. So. All right, so essentially Looper is, it's this like agency or whatever. Well, it's not an agency. They're basically mercenaries, essentially, right? So they get paid X amount of dollars and everything like that, and they kill whoever... the people send from the future into the past to kill them, right? Oh. Well, his time is up, and his future self gets sent back. Well, now his future self is trying to change the past and everything and kill someone who he's not supposed to or something like that. So Joseph Gordon-Levitt says, no, fuck this, and shoots himself, right? Like, I could see that possibly being a thing that, like, no one really knows about.
Yeah, it definitely could be. What's it called? Looper?
Yeah.
It's spell
kind
that?
Of an
L-O-O-P-E-R.
It's kind of an older movie.
Yeah.
I saw it when it first came out.
Like that, like, I can see that happening.
I mean, it's entirely possible. I wouldn't, but I don't know. I definitely think somebody built the pyramids. It wasn't the fucking Egyptians.
Yeah. I've been getting interested in them lately, too. I've been getting interested in the pyramids.
A lot of things. I mean...
You ever heard of the movie Time? I think it's Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
That shit blew my fucking mind.
Yeah, because they have the time and everything like that.
They would just fucking, like, mug people and, like, take their time. That's fucking crazy. And then, like, the rich people have, like, fucking years and years and years on their fucking life. That shit's wild.
Yeah, that'd be like if we're in big heads or whatever, we just bump into someone, we just like take like
Hey, what's up, dude?
Yeah.
It just took like 3 days off of them.
Yeah, or it's like, let's say Brian and you were playing 8-ball for time. Instead of money, you're playing for time.
Yeah. Oh, it would get a lot more fucking intense.
Like, that'd be some wild fucking shit.
$20 is $20. 20 days is 20 days. Shit, that'd be pretty cool though.
What would you do for 20 days?
What would you do for 20 days, dude?
We know what what Colonel Titties do.
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
Colonel Titties. That's a great nickname.
What do you keep asking us to do?
I got no idea what you're talking about.
Blow me, shit. Suck my dick. Titties over there.
Colonel Tits.
I'm getting ready to just go out and... Oh, shit. I don't even have a car.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Where starts are you running get? Home. You just hear him fucking booking it down the street.
Yo, yeah, I'm telling you right now, when you get
start bashing his head.
When you get a car, I'm putting flame decals on it.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, he works at like a car. He works at a tire shop. We could just take it there and put some sick fucking flame decal. Hot Wheels and shit.
I'm still waiting for Billy Brancato. He said he was going to make me this jersey or whatever, and it's Two-Face from Batman, where half of the jersey is black, and then the other half is all in flames, and then on the back is Two-Face's face.
It's a lit jersey. You ever seen the movie Hardball?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, G-Baby? Mm-hmm. The little man,
yeah.
Yeah, so I have his jersey upstairs, and it's like a sick jersey. It's stitched. It's like authentic as fuck. And it says Kikamba's on the front. It's their jersey from the movie, but it's black, not gray. And it says, like, hit, run, score. And then on the sleeve, it says, like, his name and his dates and shit. And on the back, it says G-Baby, number one. It's fucking sick. It's, like, the sickest jersey I have.
I got a Bobby Boucher jersey.
Oh, that's dope.
Oh. Mama said.
Mm-hmm.
Mama said, "Gage men do they have all them teeth and don't come to brush them with."
Women are the devil.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. Yeah. I get that one and Waterboy confused sometimes.
That's the same.
It's the same fucking movie.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Oh, I thought you were.
God.
Yeah. You're right. It is the same movie, isn't it? Maybe
sure
I'm thinking
is.
Of a Happy Gilmore then. I don't know.
The Price is Right.
One of those goofy ass like Adam Sandler movies that is funny as shit. There's a few of them. They're coming out with a Happy Gilmore, too.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's dope.
Apparently, Eminem is going to be in it. And then you got Travis Kelce is supposed to be in it as a guest appearance. I forget who else is going to be in it.
Wait, you said Travis Kelce is going to be in it?
Yeah, it's like a guest, like a guest appearance.
Shit. He's just doing everything now. Now that he's not playing football, he's just fucking... He's
that's
like on every...
That's Jason,
oh,
not
shit,
Travis.
Oh, what? Oh,
Travis
Kelce
is the one with...
Why are they putting
Taylor
him in
Swift?
There?
Because now him and Taylor Swift are taking over the world.
God, that's so fucking stupid.
To be honest with you, that whole Travis and Taylor thing kind of turned me off of the NFL for a little bit.
I mean...
Well, yeah, because it was like every Chiefs game, Taylor Swift,
yeah.
Taylor Swift.
Bro, we don't
Taylor
give a
Swift.
Fuck about Taylor
this
Swift.
Is, it makes me... And, hey, Chiefs keep finding ways to win. Makes you wonder...
Thanks, refs.
If the NFL doesn't want to see Taylor Swift in Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's like, thanks, refs.
Yeah, they probably. Imagine if she was like a halftime show and shit. Should be a whole fucking, like, might as well just get fucking married right there during the fucking game.
Yeah.
Get really fucking.
Yo, if they do that shit, I'm done with the NFL. Done. If they were to get married at a halftime of a game, I'm done watching football.
Go Birds.
Totally done.
Yeah, can you ask me another water?
I could.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
So,
you
guys know the different types of aliens?
There's grays. That was the main one that I looked into because apparently those are the most common.
They're the most common. They're supposedly the nicest, too. Like, they, I mean, they.
Well, dude, I'm not going to lie to you. I never felt threatened by any of that shit.
I
never felt threatened. Like,
they supposedly just, I mean, they'll abduct you, observe you, but they're
peaceful.
They're peaceful, supposedly peaceful aliens.
Yeah.
But you got the green ones, and then you got the reptilians.
The reptilian ones. I would not want to see one of those motherfuckers. It's a little creepy. But
yo, if I could get a pet Stitch, I'd be so happy.
Oh, from Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah.
Was he an alien?
Yeah.
Is he considered an alien?
Yeah. Yeah. Because the first time he's like on Earth, he just goes, ha, ha.
You're pretty good at that. Were you him? Did you do the voiceover for Stitch?
Nah, I wish.
Shit. But yeah, the Greys apparently are chilling and like cool. But I never felt I was never scared to go to bed like that night after like reading into all this shit. Like there was a lot more shit. I'm having trouble thinking about it right now. But there was like, I never felt threatened by any of it though. I was like low key like, this is kind of cool.
There's also a theory that goes back, like all the gods and stuff, like Hercules, all that, were actually an alien war that went on between the Greys and the Greens.
Zeus that I have right here.
Yes, yeah, so supposedly the theory goes that they were all aliens and they were fighting and had a war going on, but the people of Earth at the time called them gods because they did shit that
people couldn't do.
Yeah.
Damn. I have an alien here.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. He's wearing a bandana.
Why am I not surprised?
Yeah, he's pretty cool. Not going to show it to anybody.
Nah, I'm not.
It's not finished yet. When it's finished, maybe.
Got anything else on aliens?
I'm trying to think of like a movie to suggest that isn't fucking stupid, like alien wise. Maybe I think it was called Dark Skies. Or that was about the Greys. Dark Skies, if you've ever seen that. It's like a family, they're starting to have like weird shit happen in their house, and I think it was the dad, he has like some weird fucking itch going on behind his ear. And then they go to, like, after they had a whole bunch of shit happen, they finally go to, like, an alien specialist. And the guy who's the alien specialist is a famous actor. I forget his name. I think he was the dude who played, like, the guy who sits in the office in, like, the first Spider-Man with, like, Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
The crazy motherfucker. He has, like, that really fucking rugged fucking voice.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Pretty sure he's the dude, I think it's him that's in the movie. He's the alien specialist. And he starts telling about the Greys, and he like looks at the dad's like thing, and he's like, "Oh yeah," he's like, "They got you good."
Oh, you're talking about J.K. Simmons.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, "Oh, he got you good," and then like, basically later in the movie, like the fucking kids get fucking straight up abducted by like, aliens, and like, yeah, there's a scene where like all these birds start just flying right into the fucking house and just killing themselves, like a whole bunch of fucking weird shit going on.
Wonder what I could actually see being like a real thing. Now this is an older movie with Daniel Craig. Cowboys and Aliens.
I've heard of that.
I could see that kind of being a thing.
Yeah.
Some good alien movies. District 9.
Yeah.
Invasion.
District 9 was probably one of the best
Cloverfield
movies I've seen in a while.
What else you got?
What's that one scary movie that makes fun of the fucking, that big-ass fucking alien thing that, like, just zaps people? But it was a real movie. I forget what it's called, but one of the scary movies, like...
War of the Worlds?
Yeah, 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 yeah. One of the scary movies, like, made fun of it.
Is that
it was actually
with Tom
funny.
Cruise?
Yeah. No, no, you're thinking of World War Z.
No, that
Brad
was
Pitt. Brad Pitt,
okay,
right?
Yeah. I get so many...
That was Bobby Boucher.
It was Waterboy.
Yeah.
It's too old.
Women of the Devil. I guess I'll tell a funny drunk story.
Are we going into that already?
We can, yeah. Or we can keep talking about the aliens. I'm trying to think of more shit to say about it.
I feel like that you already have like a list of drunk stories though that you've just been dying
I'm
to
just,
share.
Nah, I'm just gonna go off. I'm gonna think of ones that I thought were funny, like just some normal ones. I mean, I don't know how funny other people will find them. I thought they were fucking funny, but I might have a couple good ones. Yeah,
I gotta find a video for mine.
What video?
The video that I told you about.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to show the whole world.
I mean, it's got nothing to do with me, but... Oh. Jesus Christ. But that's not, like, a drunk story for us, though, bro. Like,
no, nah, but I was there.
All right.
And, like, I've seen... Like, these two were obliterated.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
Where was that? Big Heads Willow Grove?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. Yeah,
yeah, Big Heads Willow Grove. Oh, man. All right, I guess I got to go first. So, like, One of my drunk stories that I have to share is that so I was with a bunch of friends. I was with Steve Jones, Rob, Dave Bell, like all my good buddies of mine. And we decided, all right, cool, let's go to Big Heads, Willow Grove. Let's all hang out there and everything. While I'm there, Rob thought it was a fantastic idea to get on a chair and start twerking. So what does Dave do? He comes over and just starts slapping his ass. Here's the video. You ready? Like, the fact that Rob just, like, look. Like, he's just slapping his ass.
I do love a drunk Rob. He's a vibe. That's crazy.
And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? And he's like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Literally, that's like his answer to everything. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, I didn't know that was the one. I can feel like I've seen a video of him, like, literally standing on a stool, like, standing straight up and just being drunk. Like, not twerking, but just standing up on a stool and just, like, just being.
And, like, yelling at people? Yeah.
Probably, yeah, maybe that, yeah.
I've seen that.
Yeah, maybe.
That, or when he gets, or when he gets really drunk and he just starts asking people, you want a mango bomb? You want a mango bomb? You want a mango bomb? You want a mango bomb?
Nobody's ever turned down a nice bomb.
No.
You got a good one?
I got a few. All
right, go ahead.
So, first one. So, before we got fake IDs, we used to sit outside bars and try to grab people walking by, asking to get a six pack, whatever. We were junior in high school, so like 17. Like I said, before we got fake IDs, we also didn't know that bars closed. We just thought they were open all night long. So we were sitting behind this bar at like 2:30.
You can stay as long as you want.
We were sitting behind this bar like 2:30 in the morning, and we see this couple running down the street, running through the parking lot. The girl comes first, like, hey, can you get a six pack? And she goes, I don't have my ID, but my boyfriend does. He can probably go in and get you a six pack. I'm like, okay. So he comes up. She's like, hey, can you get them a six pack? He goes to the door. It's locked. He goes, so the bar's closed. He goes, but if you guys can give us a ride home, we got beer at my house. You guys can drink. I'm like, all right.
What the fuck?
Sounds like a good time. So hop on in. Oh, so we start driving, and all of a sudden, there is a fist fight between the two of them in my back seat. All I hear is, ow, that was my nipple ring, you fucking bastard. No shit.
Wait, so you took them home.
We started to. We're going to get there.
I guess so, yeah.
And then, like, they're like, actually, I think before they even started fighting, the girl goes, you guys smoke crack? Like, we're 17 at this point in time. We're yeah, sure.
Oh, shit, you said yes. That's crazy.
She's like, because when we get back, we can smoke some crack. I'm like,
holy fuck.
Sounds like a good old time. So then they start fist fighting. He apparently ripped out her nipple ring. So we get asked, oh, can we swing by the payphone? They got to call somebody or something. I don't know. So we're sitting outside the grocery store. They continued to fist fight the whole way over there. She gets out to make a phone call, and he goes, you know how it is when, you know, you love each other. And I'm like, yeah, man, totally. I get it.
When you love each other, you just want to fucking stab them. Yeah.
You just want to beat the living fuck out of each other.
I just love her so much that I punch her in the face sometimes. Yeah.
Like, yeah, man, absolutely. I get what you mean.
Tough love.
And he goes, I'm going to go join her for the phone call. I'm like, all right, cool, man. So sitting there with my buddy, he's in the passenger seat. I look over at him and he goes, it's your car. It's your call. Back door was open and shit. I popped that bitch in the drive and fucking just step on the gas and took off.
Left him behind.
Left him in the dust.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would have done the same thing. Fuck that. Talking about smoking crack, beating the fuck out of each other in the back seat. That's wild.
Ripping out nipple rings. It was. I can't imagine what would have happened if we had took them home and gone back there.
You probably would have got like fucking like roofied or something.
It probably wouldn't have been good.
Woke up in like a ditch. You have like nothing but your underwear on.
So this is we're talking 17-year-olds on a fucking school
yeah,
night.
Yeah, I keep forgetting.
On a fucking school night.
On a school night.
Oh yeah. Yeah, wow. we used to sit out there on fucking random Wednesday, Thursday, whatever.
Just thinking the bars don't close.
Yeah, thinking bars don't close, looking for somebody to walk by and get a six pack.
That's hilarious. Crackheads beating each other up in your backseat.
Jesus Christ.
All right, who's following that one?
I think Dan might have a good one to follow up with that one.
I don't know. Mine's like funny, but like that was nobody smoked crack in mine.
Well, nobody smoked crack.
Well, yeah, nobody offered me crack. But this was like 3 years ago, I want to say, and I was on like a severe bender for like the whole summer. Like,
shit, I remember that.
Yeah, I was like on a fucking unhealthy, just disgusting fucking bender for like fucking.
I think I literally saw you drink 5 PBRs in like 20 minutes.
That's it? I'm just kidding. Yeah, that's pretty crazy. But so I had some friends over, just drinking, hanging out. I was drinking a bottle. I forget what it was. I think it was like a. I can see the bottle in my head. It was like Svedka or something. I'm drinking that shit like it's water, just fucking throwing it back. Like I'm drinking it like it was a beer, just drinking the fucking bottle like back to back to back. Amsterdam. It was Amsterdam, yeah. And so I'm drinking that shit, and they're like, we should go to the bar, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, bet. I'm like, let me take a shower, though, because like I've just been on a vicious bender. Like I needed to take a shower before I go anywhere. So I go take a shower, blah, 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 come downstairs. They're like, all right, bro, like, they drove to my house, so I'm going to, like, meet them there. So they left, and they're like, we'll meet you there. I'm like, all right, bet. So I'm fucking hammered. Like, that bottle finally caught up to me. I'm fucking, like, blacked out at this point. I go outside to my house. I woke up at 5:30 in the morning on the bench in front of my house outside, and I had pissed myself.
You did what now?
I went outside. I guess I was gonna go to the bar, and I went outside, and this was at like 11 o'clock at night. I woke up at 5:30 in the morning on the bench outside of my house, and I had pissed myself. And I had all these calls and texts asking where I was and shit. Never made it out, obviously.
I don't know. That kind of sounds like my buddy Sean when he used to do some shit when he was younger, and he just wakes up on a lawn butt-ass naked. Doesn't remember how. Doesn't remember what he did. And I'm just like, all right, dude, like, what the fuck happened? All he was right, like,
we'll
yeah, go, I did some shit.
I was fully
we'll go to my next one.
All right.
I still got a few more.
Yours was really good. Mine sucked.
I still got a few more.
Let me ask you one. Do you have anyone relating any like drunk story relating to softball?
I can give one later.
Okay.
But I got some more funny ones. So was at this wedding.
Does anybody do crack in this one?
No. No. Nobody does crack in this one. So I was at a wedding and hanging out at the wedding. Whatever. It's okay. But we're told there's an after party at the wedding. All right. Sounds like a plan. So go to this address. Apparently it was a guy I went to high school with, actually lived there. But I get there and they're like $5 a cup. I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah, here we go. So they happen to be having beer Olympics while we're there.
That's lit.
So, I mean, I can only really tell you the aftermath of this story because I don't remember a whole lot of what happened that night. But needless to say, so I got home in my underwear. My dad was pretty pissed off.
Wait, you showed up at home?
Just in my underwear. So I woke up the next morning. I'm like, fuck, where is my phone? Like, fuck, where's my wallet? So I drive back to this house. I knock on the door. I'm like, hey, you guys remember me from the party last night? They're like, fuck yeah, we remember you.
All right, cool. You were fucking awesome, dude.
I'm like, so do you happen to remember where my wallet and my phone are? And he goes, were they in your pants? I was like, probably. He goes, well, you threw them in the fire pit, so you can go look for them over there. I found my phone. Shit. My wallet I never found again.
Oh, my God. You threw them in the fire pit. That's crazy.
Beer Olympics after a wedding.
Yeah. Holy fuck.
Cheers to that one.
Yeah, definitely. That's funny as shit. Damn, you know, I've never burned my clothes when I was drunk. The one thing I'm good at when I'm fucking hammered is not losing shit. No matter how fucked up I am, I still, like, keep track of, like, where my, like, belongings are. And they've never ended up in the fire pit either. But maybe I'm doing it wrong. Maybe I'm not drinking enough.
Fucking amateur.
Yeah, I guess I'm just not drinking enough. It's them damn PBRs. They're not that heavy.
It's literally piss in a fucking can.
It's not that bad.
It's probably one of the worst beers I've ever had.
Everybody says that. And then...
When I go to
take a sip,
Coyote
it's like,
Ugly in Nashville, I drink PBRs because they're like fucking $2.
That's usually why I drink them in the first place. It's because I don't drink it because I love the beer.
Because
they come in pounders and they're like $3.
Anytime I go to Nashville, I go to Coyote Ugly's first. You guys know what Coyote Ugly is, right?
Yeah, it's one of the most famous movies of all time.
Well, yeah, so they got
where
the bartenders like dance up on the bars and shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's a real place. They have them in like 5 or 6 cities. I usually go there to start because they always have, I think it's $2 or $3 PBRs. Nashville's an expensive-ass city.
Yeah.
Beers are like $9, $10. So, yeah, so I always go there for like
how often do you go to Nashville?
I've been there 5 or 6 times.
Damn.
Hands down, the best city.
Just for a vacation?
No.
Or like you've been there for work or something?
I've gone through there for work, and I make it so that I spend the night there.
Yeah.
The last time I was there, literally... me and my buddy that I worked with were walking back to the hotel, and this van pulled up. The door opened. This chick fell out backwards, and my buddy wanted to go help her up. She literally got up and all over him. The next girl hops out of the van. The next girl hops out of the van. I'm like, this is fucking nuts. No, you go down to Nashville, you go down Broadway, and it's literally on both sides of the street. Bar, 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 bar. And they're all 3 floors high with live music on each floor.
So think of Bourbon Street from
New
Orleans.
It's bigger.
It's bigger than Bourbon
Street.
I
think it's bigger.
Wow.
I've been to Bourbon Street, but no, Nashville is by far, hands down, my favorite.
Nashville's really lit.
It's pretty wild. So, actually, last time I was in Nashville, we... met this couple, and I thought they asked if I wanted an Adderall, and I was like, yeah. And they handed me this gummy, and I was like, I didn't know Adderall came in a gummy form. So I fucking popped it in my mouth, and I look over at the buddy that I was working with, and he goes, you're about in for it. He goes, because of their accent, they said edible, but I thought they meant Adderall.
Oh, you got done fucked up.
I mean, I was just sitting there nice and fucking relaxed the whole night. I was like, yeah, this is good. But it wasn't the experience I was
looking for. Were you like a
weed
smoker at that time?
No.
Were you ever like a big weed smoker?
In high school.
Yeah, I was a huge fucking pothead back in the day. I like was obsessed with fucking weed.
Nah.
To the point where I was like, if I ever have to stop doing this, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do. And then just like one day, I had to quit smoking for a job, and I've just like never gone back to it.
Mm-hmm.
And like I don't miss it either. Like, dude, that shit fucking, I used to smoke. So like my priority during the day would be like, I need to go smoke weed, and it would just fuck up my whole day. And like then I realized that all this like social fucking anxiety I was getting is because I was always high.
Yeah.
Like I'd be sitting there thinking, I'm like, everybody's fucking staring at me, I'm fucking high, and like I'd be getting all fucking weird and shit. But
yeah, like see, so like when I was younger and everything like that, so like my parents used to have a shore house down in Cape May,
mm-hmm.
and I was like 15, 16, so we would always do stupid shit, and like, we weren't even drinking or anything like that, but I remember the one day, fucking guy, Brandon, he gets out of the car, while Ryan is stopped behind him. He gets out of the car and puts up the fucking windshield wipers, runs back into his car, and drives off. So Ryan's like, all right, fuck this. It's like, you still got stuff in your McDonald's cup? I'm like, yeah. So what does this motherfucker do? He's driving, sees Brandon, goes up in the sunroof, and fucking chucks the McDonald's can, like, out, like on the dude's windshield, and just goes everywhere. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck? I'm like, you would think like that'd be something that like a drunk person would
Mickey do. D's! Fucking gives it a fucking toy.
Exactly. Like, I've seen, like, a lot of stupid shit and, like, funny shit, but, like, we weren't really drinking. Like, I think everyone here knows that, like, I don't really drink. So, it was, like, a lot of the stuff that I've seen has been when people have been drunk as hell.
And you were sober.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta remember that, like, now, like, I can't really drink to begin with because of my medicine. Like, I can have, like, 2 or 3 years, excuse me, and be completely fine.
Yeah.
But, like, anything over that puts me at risk of having a seizure. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. Let's not do that at all. But, like, I remember I was bartending at the General. It was myself, this chick, Sam, and
pretty
this
nice
other
bar.
Chick, Kate.
Like, when it's nice out and you can sit outside and shit.
Dude, imagine when, you know, you don't get told that a party bus with 125 people just show up to the bar at 12 o'clock. There was some shit I never thought I would see actually fucking happen. So it was the bride and the bridesmaids all thought it would be a great idea to get on top of the bar and start twerking. Hmm. And I'm like, what the fuck am I seeing right now?
And you were mad about that?
I mean, listen, I ain't gonna complain about that.
You said, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah. No women on the bar.
Get off my
just
bar.
Just guys.
Please don't keep twerking. Please.
Just,
I'm begging
just,
you.
Just nuts.
But it's like,
we only want to see nuts at this bar.
I will smack the shit out of you.
We only want to see nuts at this bar.
But it's like some of the shit that like I've seen through that like literally makes me like, all right, cool. Like I can say like this actually happened because one, I know it happened because I was sober. You know, so it's like,
yeah.
Okay, like you guys talking about drunk stories and you have people that are like, eh, well, can that be true? Can that not be true? And everything like that. But I can honestly say like no one has ever seen me drunk before. Because I never really drank to that point. Because, I mean, I never really went out in college. Never went out in high school. My dumb ass was working three jobs a week. So, like, yeah, I never went to any high school parties or anything like that.
I wasn't a partier in high school either. I didn't drink my first sip of alcohol until, like, fucking senior week, actually.
Dude, senior week was probably around the first time I started drinking. And then my mom was, like, she was a hard ass, right? And she always wanted you to do your chores, always wanted you home at a certain time, this, that, and the other thing. Well, myself and this other guy, Ryan, we pull up into my mom, like into my mom and dad's driveway, we get in the house and everything. She's like, yeah, so how was it and everything? We're talking about what we did. And she's like, uh-huh. How drunk did y'all get? Me and my buddy Ryan just look at each other and start dying laughing. And I look around, I'm like, should we tell her? And he's like, yeah, why not? She ain't going to yell at us. Told her we had to have two different parents come down on day two and day three to drop off more alcohol because it was all gone. And it was a house of like 10 of us.
Yeah.
And she's just like, yeah, I'm not really surprised. I kind of figured that was going to happen.
That's how it goes.
And I was like, damn, Ma. Like, shit.
Actually, and you know what? Prom weekend might have been my first sip of alcohol. I mean, not my first sip. Like, I had, like, a sip here and there, but, like, my first time getting drunk.
We used to go to the probably fucking park when we were 14 and ask the park rats to go get us 40s.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good – that was a – how old are you?
I'm 39.
39? Yeah, you sound like you lived a good life. Yeah. We're a bunch of fucking pussies at this age.
Yeah.
But, shit. Where'd you grow up at?
Quakertown.
Oh, yeah, you were Quaker talking. I have a friend who lives in Quaker Town. He refers to all of his Quaker Town people as Quaker talkings.
What?
Yeah.
Please elaborate on that.
Yeah, I can't. That was it. Yeah, Quaker talking. Like, if you're, I don't know, fucking, the North people who live in North Wales, we call them North Walians.
What?
Yeah, I mean, not everybody. That's just a certain little thing between me and my friends. But, like, he lives in Quakertown, and he says he calls everybody there Quaker Tuckins. I don't know why. It's just funny. There's nothing behind it. That's just it.
Yeah. I mean, I can kind of see that because so like my brother was a truck driver for a while, and he was before he started and everything. He was about your size. Next thing I know is he comes back and he looks like the Pillsbury Doughboy, and I'm like, what the fuck?
I'm scared of that.
So like I was out with a couple buddies of mine and everything like that. I met through working at the general. And I look at and like you see these couple people walk in and everything like that. I'm like, yo, did someone tell them there was Freaker Sauce? Because they look like it's the Pillsbury Doughboys on steroids. And everyone just looks at me and they're like, the fuck did you just say? And I'm like, they look like the Pillsbury Doughboys on steroids. Like, I don't know what else you want me to say. And then they all just start dying laughing. And they're like, what makes you say that? And I'm like, I pulled up a before and after photo of my brother. And they're like, oh.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they do. And I'm like, uh-huh.
Big boy.
Yeah, he makes Colonel Titties look small.
Colonel Titties. Tits.
Yes, that's
me. How many waters are left?
One.
Oh, wow.
Uno. Go for it.
Crazy.
It's all you.
You know what it was? They lasted us on the last week, but we started drinking before this one this week.
We did.
And that's what did it.
Yeah,
we did.
Dude, we actually even had one left over. Like, when you guys left, I had still had
But you and me had that Sour Monkey before you had
True. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I remember true. That.
So we were already kind of
fucked up. No, I'm just kidding. I wasn't fucked up. But
yeah, y'all got done fucked up.
So you guys got any more stories, or do I need to keep going?
I say you go on this one.
I kind of like that. You should just keep going. Yeah.
I mean, I have so.
I have more. Great ones. I was just too fucked up to remember them.
I still have quite a few more to go, and then I got to throw in a softball one here for Colonel Titties. But
I want to hear the softball one.
Well, we'll get to that. I got better ones.
Okay.
So it was me and like three other buddies were out drinking, and then we're.
How old were you? Because your age has made a significant difference in all of these stories.
I want to say this one, I was a little older, but still early 20s.
Okay.
Probably 22, 23, somewhere in there.
So like around the late 90s, early 2000s.
Are you fucking kidding me? Not that. I know I aged myself with the fucking payphone, but I ain't that
old. No, when you said payphone, I was like, shit. I didn't say nothing, but I was like,
So we went back to my buddy's house. The four of us were sitting there. I think we were still drinking. But my one buddy goes, who wants to go to the casino? And I was like, fuck, I'll go. Back then, the only casinos were AC. Mm-hmm. There wasn't Parks. There wasn't Chester. There wasn't Wind Creek up in Allentown. It was only AC. So I'm like, fuck, I'll go. And he goes, well, you're driving. You can drive my car. I'm like, okay, cool. Whatever. So we're going down the fucking AC Expressway, fucking doing like a buck 10. Get pulled over. Cop comes up. He goes, where are you heading? I'm like, AC. And he goes, slow down.
Slow down.
Okay. I quick chugged a fucking Red Bull because I'm like, I don't want him smelling my breath.
Yeah.
Didn't even fucking ask. Just slow down. Okay. So we get out to the casino, drinking, playing. You smoke weed back then. Guy comes up to me and goes, you want to go into the bathroom and smoke? I'm like, all right, sounds good. Hop in the stall. He pulls out a crack pipe. And I'm like, what?
It's crack again.
I'm like, nah, man, I'm good. And he goes, whoa. Sure. He goes, well, I was like, I thought you meant weed. Like, I'm not smoking crack. Sorry.
Yeah, somebody says to you, you want to smoke, you got to fucking say it's crack. Like, you just want to smoke, bro? Yeah, sure. He just,
it should
he
be
specified. He just goes.
It should, it tell should me be that? Specified.
Yeah.
So anyway, I go to leave and he goes, can I just suck your dick? Swear to fucking God. Swear to God. I looked at him. I said, I'm going to walk out of here. I said, if you touch me, you will not be walking out of here. So he let me go. Back out playing. We leave the casino at 7 a.m. My buddy goes, my cousin just called. He asked, do we want to go to XTU Fest? I'm like, fuck right we do.
That's the country concert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we fucking hit Camden on the way back from AC. Get there. Drinking Everclear. Meet another football player from Methacton, and we're doing fucking the offensive line drills in the parking lot. It's a long fucking day.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like one.
Made it home, but...
Crack.
Crack. I don't know what... Does this face mean offer me crack? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah,
so
apparently it does, yeah.
All right, so myself and a couple buddies, we went to go see... it was like a Ray Shmurda concert up when it was BB&T Pavilion. And this guy, DJ, who we're all friends with and everything, he's like, yo, I saw this video and I got to do it. I'm like, okay, what is it? A fucking Four Loko shotgun with a Smirnoff ice bottle put into the fucking Four Loko.
I'd fucking do that.
And I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
That sounds like
so he does. So he literally shotguns that. Then he's like, sorry.
Like a lot of throw up.
Yeah, he literally was like, all right, I'm not feeling too good. He's halfway to the porta potty, pukes in the street, goes to the porta potty, pukes again, comes back, and he's like, yo, hang me a rolling rock. And this motherfucker just shotguns the rolling rock. And he's like, all right, let's go to the concert.
Rolling rock.
And I'm like, what the fuck did I just see? Rob was actually there.
Bobby.
And I'm like, the fuck did I see? Because Rob was there and our buddy Alex was there. And I'm like, dude, like, are you fucking kidding me right now? Like, are we not going to, like, talk about what we just saw? Like, is this dude really that fucking nuts? I mean, granted, he's a good friend of mine. And
I don't see anything
some of the shit that he does is hysterical. And I'm like, dude, did you really just fucking do all that shit in, like, a span of, like, 3 minutes? Like, I don't fucking
get
it.
Set that shit up for the next episode. I'll do it.
Shit, how am I getting home?
We're going to put the trash can right there.
Yeah, that'd be smart. All right, obviously.
There's a Four Loko with a Smirnoff bottle in it.
Yep.
And he shotgunned it.
Yep.
Fuck.
Sounds like a dog. Sounds like a dog.
Dude was fucking nuts. He was fucking nuts. I mean, obviously now he's calmed down and everything like that, but like some of the stuff that he did when he was younger, I would look at him and be like, bro, how are you not dead?
Heroes live forever. Legends never die.
And then it's like, okay, cool. Like, I'm at the
Colonel
bar.
Titty likes nuts.
I do not. Shut the fuck up. And then it's like, then you got some stories
like
or whatever.
Brides
and
bridesmaids dancing on the bar.
Bridesmaids dancing on the bar.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
We don't I never said.
We don't want that.
Fair,
get off the bar.
Hey, to be fair, I never said that I told him to get off. I just said that's all.
No, you were like, what the fuck is going on here? It's not that kind of bar.
No, I literally said, why isn't this happening in my house right now?
It's not what you said the first time.
But anyway, no, I'm done. Said that I didn't think it. And then you got someone who we know, Rob, that when he gets drunk, he goes into like a little sad face. And then he starts texting people. And then he gets sadder and sadder. Then he hits a mango bomb. And it's like someone just flipped the switch. And his mood just changes right away.
Shoots him up in the air. There's probably crack. In there.
You're saying Bobby Bud does crack?
Yeah, there's probably crack in the mango bombs. Same crack that you were offered.
Maybe.
Crack. You want to smoke, dude?
So my answer
full upstairs it's full.
Yeah, from now on my answer is always no.
Yeah.
So do you want to smoke?
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, no. I always say no because I can't, like, my weed tolerance went to complete shit. So like now if I even take one hit of weed.
No, I'm talking for the last 15 years. My answer has always been no.
No, it should be.
I've been offered crack so way too many times.
And a fucking blowjob from a stranger.
That's fun. All right, so what's your last drunk story?
Last one? I go all fucking night.
I save, know, but listen, we all have a time limit. You should know that.
Save some.
And you do have to save some for
that. All right, yeah, we can have a part 2 on drunk stories.
Yeah. There's probably going to be like a part 10. With the way, with the rate you're going.
Drunk stories number 27. All right, so softball one. Got done work. It was Friday. I got done work at like noon. Met a buddy at the bar. Started drinking Space Dust.
Done fucked up.
Elysium Space Dust. They're like 13%.
Mm-hmm. Never even heard of it.
Yeah, no, it's really fucking good. One of these days we'll drink Space Dust on here. So I had like, I don't know, maybe four or five of them. Left the bar and I text the softball team. I'm like, hey, who wants to go to the field early and drink? The one guy's like, you can come to my house and drink before. I'm like, okay, fine.
Nick?
No, Turtle.
So you know Turtle?
Turtle.
You don't know that
Turtle. You don't know Turtle.
Different Turtle?
Yeah. Turtle. All right. So I get to his house and he's like, oh, we got to go to the beer store. So he gets a case of beer and he also gets a six pack of 60 minute IPA, Dogfish 60 minute. So then I drink another three of those at his house. Then I get to the field and I see Piggott with a slushy.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, did you bring one of them for me? And he goes, yeah, there's an extra one in the car. I'm like, all right, fuck. Sounds like a deal. So I get that, start drinking that. I went 2 for 3 that game, but my first swing, I fell over after I hit the ball. But I made it to first. Drunk I went 2 for 3. I don't think I fielded
you
a single ball.
First base.
I don't think I fielded a single ball at shortstop, and I missed a couple throws from the cutoff, like from the outfield, like just could not see them.
Just shit.
But I still hit the ball.
You stumbled to first base.
Yeah, I swung and just completely fell over.
Who are you then playing against? Please tell me it was John Kiefer.
I don't think it was the yard.
I
don't remember who we were playing. It might have been. I really don't remember who we played that.
Yeah. All right, so no disrespect, Ant, you my boy, love you. But were you essentially playing like when Ant Crawford is off his game and everything like that, and he's throwing wide left or wide right or way up top? Is that how you were throwing when you were playing short?
I didn't get the ball to throw the ball.
You never even threw the ball?
I couldn't field it or catch it.
God.
But I could hit it.
So you were looking like a fucking BE softball player.
I was looking like a fucking E softball player, except for with that. I went 2 for 3.
Yeah, not bad.
I don't even know how that's possible.
2 for 3 with falling over.
With the slow pitch softball coming in, I guarantee you saw like 12 different softballs all at once.
Probably, but you just
aim for the
one
in the middle.
Yeah, aim for the middle one. Get it every time.
I don't know. Damn.
Clanging going on.
God bless your soul. But then again, like, you also got to remember that, like, in Softball America, when 2020, like, a bunch of shit was closed and everything like that, we used to have Sunday Fun Day because there would be Sunday Men's, and a lot of people from Sunday Men's played Sunday Go-Ed that year. So we would literally set up a tent, and everyone would be drinking for, like, 6, 7, 8 hours straight.
I mean, that's kind of how the Memorial Day and the Labor Day tournament are, too.
But I'm saying a hell of a lot quicker.
Well, yeah, but no, you sit there all fucking day long and drink.
And, like, TK, like, he'll even tell you, like, because I remember it. Like, they were like, oh, shit, we got to play. And they would start stumbling a little bit while putting on their shoes or whatever. Go out, still destroy whatever team that they were playing, come back and start drinking again. And I'm like, how? Like, I was just shocked by it.
Back when we used to play at the Gun Club, we used to have tournaments there, and the club would be open. Like, you could go in there and drink all day long at the club.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd have, like, 4 or 5 hour breaks. Like, these teams would come out literally wobbling, stumbling, and then just come out and light your ass on fucking fire like you never seen.
I strictly don't understand how, but it happened.
Some people play a little better, especially with some fireball in you.
Skeeter.
Fireball. We used to go to Big Heads before our men's league hockey games, get a little buzz on, get to the game, smoke a blunt in the parking lot, walk into the locker room. I would walk into that locker room like this. Oh my god, hockey. I'm gonna have to play a fucking hockey game right now. And then I get out there and like sometimes as soon as I get on the ice, everything was fine. And then other times I'm like stick handling and I'm like, oh shit. I'm like, no. I'm like, this ain't it. this definitely ain't it. And it was what it was. Oh shit.
Uh-huh. Oh shit.
Any more stories? None of you guys were offered crack?
No.
Just me?
I don't think so.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if you were. You were just too drunk to remember.
Maybe. I definitely said no, though. Yeah. I definitely said no to it. But you never know if I was offered or not. I don't know. I don't remember.
Yeah, who knows with your fucking wild brain?
I don't think. No, I definitely never did crack. I would have got a dick.
Oh my god.
Well,
all right.
I'm going to bed.
Any ideas for what we're doing next week?
No, I think we should leave the suspense up for the viewers, give them something to tune into next week, because it leaves them on the edge of their seat, makes them be like, oh god, what are these three drunk assholes going to listen to?
I do know, though, that if we get 5,000 views, I'm going to do the polar plunge.
I heard it here first. 5,000 views on any video, this crazy asshole is going to go do the polar plunge.
10,000 views, I do a line off my own ass.
No, he is not. That is not happening. You crazy fucking asshole. I swear to fucking God.
1 million, and I do one off my cock.
No, shut the fuck up, you crazy asshole. Oh, my God. Oh, all right. Before we sign off,
please make him do a line off his own ass.
I'm going to slap the shit out of you. I'm going to slap the shit out of you. All right. So while we sign off, give us a follow on Spotify. If you don't follow us already, follow us on X at Oh Shit Podcast 3. What do you have us listed up at Spotify as?
We're just the Oh Shit Podcast. OST Podcast.
OST Podcast. Give us another follow on Facebook at OST Podcast. Tune in next week and see what the fuck these three drunk assholes are going to talk about. All right. Have a good one.
Bye.